Barbra Streisand.
Guys, happy Thursday. It's the CIT Archives show at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Sometimes I forget and I say Pacific Spirit time, like the park. Because PST stands for Pacific Spirit. I don't know. Pacific Spirit time.
Okay. Pacific Standard. No, we're changing that. This S is standard. No, it's Pacific Spirit time now.
That's what we're going to call it.
Pacific Spirit.
It's a beautiful forest.
I've actually never been.
What?
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah. I'm graduating in a month. I gotta go.
It's like so magical. There was one time when I went in, and this was like, I think like a couple summers ago already, but I went in and it was such a beautiful day, and I saw a woman dressed like a princess playing a harp sitting on a log.
Were you on drugs?
No, I swear. I swear it was like, it's just that magical. You see things like that, and then later I saw a woodpecker so up close, just like doing its thing in the...
Like
I highly recommend going to Pacific Spirit. It's
like
the
Snow
most.
White and like
that's exactly what it feels like. You know, you skip around, you touch the moss.
Alright, I gotta try this out.
Anyways, if you haven't been to Pacific Spirit Park, please go. Especially if you're around UBC, it's very much right next to the university campus. Yeah.
Get on that.
Get on.
Because I haven't, but get on that.
Get on that. So we're here today in the traditional unceded and ancestral territories of the Musqueam Nation at UBC. And hey, Francis, shout out. We were just waved at by Francis, a station friend. Anyways, and as always, you know, I always say that I moved here in 2021. I've been a settler here as of 2021, and being in this land, being able to hang out here has brought me so much joy and so many opportunities. And this is a show about history, and history is never in the past. So wherever you're listening from, think of where you are and how you got there. So we're playing Barbra Streisand now. I didn't know that was... Is that what it... I had no idea that was the outro to the song. Do you hear that? Anyways, so today, the episode today is the April 2000 charts. Because my train of thought here was that we did our time capsule event a few weeks ago now. It was April 8th, and we were looking at opening it 25 years from now. So I was wondering, oh, what was going on 25 years ago? So we're listening to what was in the CITR charts 25 years ago. April 2000.
So we're looking at, we're going to play some of the music from the people who were interviewed at the time, which is why we played Barbra Streisand, because A-Track was one of the people interviewed in the issue. And
yeah.
He was on the charts, I believe.
I think, yeah, he appears in the charts too. I didn't realize this person made the iconic Barbra Streisand remix. What was the other thing? I think it was a Heads Will Roll.
Yeah.
And from Montreal, too, local treasure. We love finding an iconic local treasure. Love Canadian music.
A-Track. Also, apparently, he helped develop the careers of Kid Cudi and Danny Brown. So
yeah, there you go. A-Track.
Shout out, what's his real name? Alan Maklovich. That's a fire name. I don't know why. Alan Maklovich?
Rolls off the tongue, that last name.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we playing next? So we have a playlist.
We have an extensive playlist.
And we have to pick. Let's do... So apparently... Also, if you haven't seen the charts, they're on the Instagram. You can also see them online at Discord or Archives. But if you follow the CIT Archives Show Instagram, you can see the charts there. Obviously, we can't fit everything in this episode, so we're going to play some things that caught our attention. I'm going to play this Red Snapper song next that I really liked. Oh, that was the end of the Barbra Streisand songs. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So I was personally very excited to see the Air Virgin Suicides soundtrack slash score, I guess, because it's one of my favorite things ever to ever exist. And yeah, we actually went to watch Michael, myself, and Jay and Yaya, yes. friends here at the station. We went to watch Picnic at Hanging Rock together. Was that last month? No.
Yeah,
whoa.
So. It was at the Cinematheque.
Yes, love the Cinematheque. And it's one of the movies that really inspired Sofia Coppola to make The Virgin Suicides. Besides the book, obviously, which I haven't read, but I would love to. And I noticed a lot of similarities between the score of Picnic at Hanging Rock and this piece of music too, or like the Air soundtrack in general. Like, I always thought that it was more of a visual inspiration, but it was also in the sound, which I thought was really cool, and it got me really excited. Yeah. And
Hanging Rock was very weird, and like, you keep telling me to watch Virgin Suicides, so mm-hmm. Especially because I never heard the soundtrack, but after listening to a few songs, I kind of I'm intrigued.
I highly recommend it. It's just, when I first watched it, I think it was like a couple of years ago. No, I think I was in high school, and I remember watching it on my laptop in bed. Mm-hmm. Like, pirated, obviously. And it just, like, really stuck to me. Mm-hmm. It's that sort of thing that you watch, and it puts you in a weird mood for, like, 3 weeks. And so I was listening to this a lot.
Wait, like, a weird mood because of the soundtrack? Or?
Everything, just everything about it made me very kind of skeptical and, like, at peace in a weird way. I don't know how to explain it. It's one of those things that you can't really explain. And yeah, for those of you out there who have had weird spiritual experiences with the Virgin Suicides, contact me, because I would love to.
We have the email.
Yeah, archivescollective@cidr.ca. What are we playing next, Michael?
So what we're playing next will be the song 1000 20th Century Chairs by Kahimi Kari. She's very famous for starting her musical career at the encouragement of, crazy enough, her boyfriend, who was also a really influential Japanese musician. His name was Cornelius, and he was like the most popular of like the Shibuya K subgenre in Japanese music. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen those like what was the name of it? Satellite Lovers on YouTube?
That sounds really familiar.
It's like kind of like the way I describe it is like kind of weird, like fusion between like a bit like electric and jazz and just like
kind
of music. It's like a weird blend.
I've totally listened to this. I recognize that album cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's super cool.
So up next we have one of the most iconic Shibuya K artists, Kahimi Kari, 1000 20th Century Chairs. Sweeping out of the biggest disaster. So that was Kahimi Kari, 1000 20th Century Chairs. I was really surprised to find this on the charts, and after looking into it, I think part of the reason why she was on the charts is because we looked into it, and I think she toured Canada in November 1999. She went to, I think, Ontario, and she played in Montreal as well.
No Vancouver, though?
I'm not sure, because, like, again, it's, like, very spotty, but, yeah, no, so she toured Canada, I'd assume.
I really like that song.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
The reason why I chose it was because it was so reminiscent of, and I've, for those who know me, they've probably heard me talk about this artist so often, that's Sheena Ringo. Sheena Ringo, so Kahimi Kari was very famous for speaking both in, like, English, French, and Japanese in her songs, and Sheena Ringo also had like her own like kind of like chanson type of era, and the difference is like Sheena Ringo describes herself as like a Shinjuku-ke or like Shinjuku style performer, whereas Kahimi Kari is more like Shibuya K, like Shibuya style. But there's like lots of similarities. It's like very heavy, but also kind of jazzy as well, and very has those like more show tune type of song structure. At least that's how I look at it. So I was so excited to listen to it, and you guys should check out both.
So cool, definitely.
When you have the chance, what are we listening to next?
What words did you describe them with? That they each identify more as.
So Kaimi Kuri is described as like Shibuya Kei. Apparently, she was called like the Shibuya Kei princess.
What does that mean? Oh, is that the name of the genre?
Shibuya is like a city.
Oh.
Like a part of like Tokyo.
Okay.
Shibuya is like a very famous part of Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like Shinaringo is from Shinjuku. It's also.
So they're described specific to the locations.
Specific to the location.
Interesting.
The genres, or like. Shinaringo is also called like Shimokita, mm-hmm. Which is a different part of Tokyo, but it's all kind of like, I feel like there's a lot of similarities between the two, whereas I feel like Shinjuku-kei isn't really properly defined, whereas Shibuya-kei is a lot more defined.
Okay.
It's very like rocky, electronic, and jazz fusion, whereas Shinjuku-kei is kind of just like what, Shinaringo is known for being quite the contrarian, so she's just like, no. I'm not a pop star. I'm Shinjuku K performer.
Okay.
That's how she says it.
Right.
Whereas, like, Kaimi Kari was very well known as, like, they called her the Shibuya K princess, and there was, like, lots of publicity to it because, again, she's singing in, like, these foreign languages, and her boyfriend was this, like, really big musician in Japan at the time. So, I guess, like, she got more of that. She was very publicized. Both of them were very publicized, but I feel like in different ways.
Who was her boyfriend? What was his music?
Cornelius.
Oh, right, Cornelius.
He was in a very famous band called Flipper's Guitar. He was also a Shibuya K.
And
so she started her career. He was like, yeah, you should start singing. And that's how it came about. He's known as like one of the most influential like Japanese musicians of all time. I think he worked with, what's that guy's name? The guy in... No, oh my god, I feel so stupid for not knowing his name. Ryuichi Sakamoto.
Oh, okay.
I believe they worked together at some point. So he was like really big at the time. And yeah, that's how it came about.
That's so cool.
Yeah. But yeah, what are we.
J-pop. Flipper's Guitar is classified as J-pop.
It's known as like a Shibuya K band.
British 80s pop. I'm just reading about it online. Anyways, we're going to be right back after a quick ad break.
DOXA, Western Canada's largest documentary film festival, returns to present the 24th edition from May 1st to the 11th. DOXA will screen a roster of timely and thought-provoking documentaries in theatrical venues across the city, bringing filmmakers and audiences together for an engaging cinema experience. The 2025 lineup showcases 39 features, 30 short and mid-length films, and industry events. Screenings will take place at the Vancouver Playhouse, the Cinematheque, VIF Center, and SFU Goldcore Center for the Arts. Head to doxa.ca to grab your tickets and explore all that DOXA has to offer this May. The Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival is running its most vibrant season yet, until April 28th, 2025. This year, the festival offers an even larger and more diverse lineup of events that celebrate both the beauty of the cherry blossoms and the richness of our community and local art scene. There's something for everyone to enjoy, with many of these events being free to the public. A cultural celebration with traditional performances, arts, and culture, and delicious Japanese cuisine, created in collaboration with Japan Fair Association of Vancouver. Other supporting events include haiku invitational, workshops, tree talks and walks, and much more. The Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival invites attendees to celebrate Vancouver's cherry tree heritage through accessible arts, culture, and nature programming in the city's parks and neighborhoods.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada. with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Star.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a
light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20-20. Catch up, get that water. Hide the east side.
It's Nardwar to Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at Doo-doo-loo-doo-doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians. Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
Took on many shapes, the bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
And we're back with the CIT Archive Show. Whoa. Sorry about that. You're listening to the CIT Archive Show at 101.9 FM, and it's a beautiful day out. It's so sunny. I love hosting the show in the summer / spring.
You're outside, guys. Touch grass.
Yeah, because the sun shines through the window. It's just very different from the winter when the days are getting a lot darker, a lot faster. Next up, we're going to... Oh, I forgot to ID the songs that we played before, so I'm just going to do that real quick. You can also see these in the episode archives online, but we played Barbra Streisand. We already kind of said that we played that one, but I'm going to repeat it. Barbra Streisand by A-Track and Duck Sauce. Snapper. What, sorry?
And Armand Van Helden.
Yes, thank you. And Snapper by Red Snapper and Beth Orton off their Real and Skinned album. And then Michael picked this one called Le Flic et la Fille by Arling and Cameron in Music for Imaginary Films. And then we played Playground Love by the Virgin Suicides, by Air in the Virgin Suicide soundtrack. Next up, we're going to listen to... Actually, let's play this Kid Koala song.
You want to play Kid Koala?
Yeah, let's do this one.
quack. That's heavy. Quack, quack.
So that was one of my favorite songs ever by Le Tigre, called Ode to Bedroom Dancing. I saw them live a couple summers ago. They came to Vancouver, and it was one of the best concerts ever. They're such great performers, and they would put their lyrics on the screen, so it was like the biggest karaoke party you've ever seen.
It was like projected on.
Yeah. And they had just really cool lights, and everybody was singing along. It was at the Commodore. Yeah. I feel like more artists should put their lyrics on the screen. I think it makes it so much more fun to singing along. Dancing along is fun, but when you know the lyrics, it's different. And before that, we listened to Strut Here by Kid Koala, mm-hmm. of his Carpal Tunnel Syndrome album.
That's right.
I was listening to some tracks from that album, and it's quite the listening experience. I think you're meant to listen to the whole album in its entirety. It's kind of hard to separate the songs. But this is one that I really liked.
Koala looks so cute.
Where's Kid Koala from, actually? I meant to...
I'm not sure. He's toured with Radiohead, Arcade Fire, the Beastie Boys,
Quest. Holy what God. A repertoire.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. He contributed to the score to Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, no way. Oh. Kid Koala will be in Vancouver July 18th.
Get on that.
Guys.
We will be there.
Yeah, this is awesome.
We'll be there.
This is so cool.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't heard
from
of
Montreal.
Sick. Okay, hadn't heard of him before.
There we go. Guys, if you want to meet us, come to the Kid Cool.
Let's hang out.
Yeah, let's hang out.
We're playing the microphones next, Michael?
We are playing the microphones next. It was a bit of a pain to try to find it, but I found it. It was on Song Islands. The song is called Moon Moon.
Guys, I'm so sorry. That was not Moon Moon. I had play out on. Let me be real for a second. I'm still getting used to the mixer. It's a lot of multitasking. So I was doing what the automated music system here is instead of playing the playlist. So we're going to listen to that song again. Sorry, technical difficulties. Thank you for bearing with me. Oh, Lord. Okay. This is Moon Moon by the Microphones off their Song Islands album. Enjoy.
I got pulled out by the tide, and I found myself inside a blanket on the dune above a crashing out.
So that was Moon Moon by the Microphones. Sorry
that was
about.
Actually Moon Moon, by
Yeah, none of us, neither of us noticed because we're both fried for different reasons. I just went to the beach and Michael has spent the day moving to a new place today.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
To the microphones fans, we apologize.
It sounded nothing like the microphones either. We're gonna listen to Hot on Heels of Love by Throbbing Gristle now. It's not exactly in the charts, but it's like in this subsection titled What We Listen To, which I guess maybe similar to what the what student execs were listening to.
Don't ask about it, we're counting.
Yeah. Throbbing Gristle, though, I found out about them through this issue. I love discovering music through reading Discorder. But I was familiar with Psychic TV. I'm a big fan. And I think one of the members went into Psychic TV after Throbbing Gristle. I'm not really sure exactly the timing there, but this is a song I really liked. And this is called Hot on Heels of Love off their 20 Jazz Funk Greats album. We'll be right back. That was Traitor of the Heart by
Riff Rendells.
And they were interviewed in this issue of Discorder.
They were. They were part of, they were interviewed as part of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Oh.
With two other bands.
Cool.
Ty Fisher and Cheshire Blue. I highly recommend, because they have these URLs, the band's websites at the end of each interview. I highly recommend you guys run it through Wayback Machine, especially the Riff Rendells one.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And to buy the records, go to Mint Records.
Go to Mint Records.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put their phone numbers in there too.
They put their phone numbers in there, and apparently they were one of the band members in Riff Rendells went over to this band called the Ewoks and worked at the CBC, which is awesome.
Hmm.
There you go.
We were just thinking, Michael had the idea to check if Justin Bieber has ever been featured in Discorder magazine, because we were thinking like, oh, we're playing a bunch of CanCon, more than we usually do. Well,
if we just play Justin Bieber and Drake.
That's a whole CanCon episode.
It's a whole CanCon episode.
So maybe we're thinking of a Justin Bieber episode.
Yeah, let's do the history of Justin Bieber. That's our next project, guys.
Yeah.
Tune in 2 weeks' time for the Justin Bieber episode.
So we don't have much time left. I really wanted to play Let's Save Tony Orlando's House in the Zilla Tango album. Let's listen to it for a little bit, and then we can leave.
We can leave.
Thank you all for tuning in, though. This was really fun doing a more music-heavy episode. Enjoy the rest of your beautiful Thursdays.